USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. House Republicans are rallying around Donald Trump following news of federal charges against the former president for alleged mishandling of classified documents. However, his former vice president, Mike Pence, is asking Republicans to avoid rushing to judgment. Trump is the first former president to face federal charges.
The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Smith said the prosecutors in his office investigated the case against Trump with the highest ethical standards. Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Trump is set to appear in court on Tuesday in Miami. I'm Dave Collins.
Air quality in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is improving, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has drifted down through the U.S., impacting millions of Americans. A shift in the winds this weekend is expected to disperse the remaining haze. Air quality alerts remain in effect in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Nine people are wounded in a shooting in San Francisco's Mission District overnight.
They are all expected to survive.
A San Francisco Police Department spokeswoman says the shooting happened during a party. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba makes a plea.
At the federal courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama, Yuron Vandersloot pleading not guilty Friday to fraud and extortion charges. He's accused of trying to extort $250,000 from Beth Holloway, the mother of Natalie. Vandersloot saying if Beth paid up, he would lead her to Natalie's body, which has never been found.
Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Americans' view of the overall state of moral values in the country is at its lowest in over 2 years, according to a Gallup poll. 74% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats who answered say the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. Four indigenous children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest have been found alive.
Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, tweeted the news on Friday and shared the photos of the children with the rescue teams. The children, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st, killing three people, including their mother. I'm Jim Forbes.
Researchers say a common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA title, beating Miami in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, 108-95 last night. Game 5 is Monday night in Denver. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.